This week, our co-host Robert Siegel is in Tunisia. That's where the uprisings throughout North Africa and the Middle East began back in December. After weeks of protests, Tunisia's longtime president fled into exile, and Robert is there to bring us up to speed on what's been going on in the country. Robert, where are you right now?
Well, right now, I'm on the Avenue Habib Bourguiba, which is the main drag of Tunis, and I'm just across the street from the Ministry of the Interior, and this is where the crowds were demonstrating throughout January, and where Tunisians made history. And right about now, it's a very good image of where this country stands, because on my side of the street, it's like the end of a busy day, pedestrians walking past, the cafes are full, the shoppers are going in and out of the Benetton store that's right behind me. Then in the middle of the avenue is a row of concertina wire blocking pedestrians from getting to the other side. And in front of the Interior Ministry are Tunisian troops and military vehicles that are still guarding the building. So this country is half in a state of revolution, half out of a state of revolution.
A country in transition. What did you hope to learn about Tunisia following these protests?
Well, I'm trying to get a sense of what the Tunisians are going to do next and how they grapple with the problem of trying to establish a democracy. And I'm talking with people about, I'm hearing from them about the problems of establishing democratic institutions, their concerns about the balance between secular and Islamist parties and movements in Tunisia, and also a great concern you hear here about instability and will this unstable condition the country's in now only feed fear and perhaps lead to some new authoritarianism. These are some of the concerns we're hearing about.
You know, when we talk about democracy in this country, people have a very sort of Western view of that. What do people think about democracy there? What's their model?
Well, right now they're trying to figure out, first of all, what kind of a parliament they'll have. And it looks at this point that it'll be pretty much like the Turkish parliament, where you have regions in which there are party lists and proportional representation according to how people vote. This country, Tunisia, like so many other countries in this region, has very, very grave economic problems. There's a forecast that unemployment could reach 19% by the summer. So I think people are very concerned about a system that will meet their needs. And Tunisians like to talk about how moderate they are and how centrist they are. So they're looking for a government that will provide stability and, above all, one that will not arrest people for expressing themselves, put them in prison or torture them, which was the experience of tens of thousands of people in this country during the Ben Ali years.
That's our co-host Robert Siegel speaking to us from Tunis. He'll be sending us stories from Tunisia on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. Robert, thank you very much.
Bye-bye, Michelle.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Transcripts for the stories you hear today are available for free tomorrow when you visit the story page on npr.org. Listeners like you make this and other programs possible. Thanks for supporting public radio. This is NPR.